Joined now by the great Kevin Faulness of the Minnesota Wild Radio Network as the Wild get started with training camp over at Trea Rink today, and I still can't believe it's happening.
Yeah, you know, they had the media thing yesterday where the guys come in for their physicals and do their, you know, run through the paces with the Bally Sports North. I get the Wildliners and all that stuff, and that's when it really hits home. You know, you start to think about it when the state fair hits, kids go back to school. But when these jokers start showing up at Trea Rink and they start hitting the ice, then it's clear that this is my next 8 months.
Yeah, well, hopefully longer than that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, one of these years, hopefully.
Hopefully. Yeah. You know what? I really thought last year was the year. I mean, you sat and lived through it just like your listeners, and that was a season like you can't even wrap your head around. What they did in the regular season, led by 97, but so many other guys stepping up and having career years, I thought it would carry over into the playoffs. This year it didn't. Maybe the lessons were learned, and when they can make it pay off come next spring. But, man, that was a heck of a romp that we had through those 82 games.
And it's easy now. I mean, I'm first to admit that the day after that last game against St. Louis was not a day anybody wanted to talk to me about the Wild.
Yeah.
But it's easy now to look back and look back at that season and, you know, the games that we got to attend. My goodness, it was so much fun to be in this building and see this team do the things that it did. And we were here for Kirill's 100th point game. That was awesome. Yeah. And, you know, just counting up as he's – it was his third point of the night that got him to 100. And just counting up as he kept getting points. And,
right.
And we're and you know, put a little extra on that celebration when it finally – because we knew it was 100. But – It was a special group to follow. It was so much fun to watch.
It really was. I mean, and again, I've seen them all. I've lived through them all, the good, the bad, and the indifferent, and that was one of the most exciting that was the most exciting regular season in Minnesota Wild history, and I really don't think it comes close. And a lot of that starts with Kaprizov, who's the best player in the history of the franchise. Yeah. God bless Marian Gabbert. God bless Mikko Koivu. This kid's on another level. And a side note, too, by the way, at that media stuff yesterday, and it sounds like he's talking to the media today, and yep. He's doing so without a translator. I talked to him yesterday and having him do liners. You can tell he was always comfortable on the ice and around his teammates. This year, I think he's going to be comfortable around the media. And the stuff, the extracurricular stuff that goes with it. I had him reading liners. Wouldn't even think about that last year. He looks down and he goes, "The following is an exclusive presentation of the Minnesota Wild and the Minnesota Wild Radio Network," and just flew through it. I looked at him and I go, "Really?" So, I mean, he's comfortable in his own skin both on and off the ice, and I think that can only pay huge dividends with the product that we're going to get on the ice. This is a new kid.
I don't know if you were like me in following that summer saga with him, but how much of a sigh of relief was it when you found out he was in Minnesota?
Oh, I mean, for everyone. I mean, because, what's going on with him? The hockey is such a minor detail in the grand scheme of things that's going on with him, his family, his country, the political landscape. So to get him out of that, I mean, is a sigh of relief for 100 different reasons. And a very small note, it happens to be the franchise player that, you know, the game breaker and, you know, the guy that can change the momentum of this entire franchise, fan base and all that other stuff. But, I mean, I just can't imagine being in his shoes. But still, whatever's going on behind the scenes with him, you'd never notice it on the front because he's still, you know, cracking jokes with Zuccarello. They had the corporate golf event on Monday out at the Royal in Woodbury. They're having a great time. He's laughing. Everybody, opa, the whole thing. It's great. It's fun to watch this kid both on and off the ice right now.
By the way, for reference, Michael Russo, the Athletic, our dear friend, is over there at Trea Rink right now. And Kirill did not want to comment. He was, I mean, obviously the media's going to ask him about all that. He says, "I don't want to talk about hockey. I'm not going to talk about the saga of getting back or anything going on over there," which is, for anybody who's ever read up on the politics of that country, you completely understand why somebody who's got his family still over there especially does not want to talk about this.
That's the key. I mean, the fact is that he's over here safe and sound, you know, virtually untouchable. But the rest of his entire family, who he loves and adores and wants to still visit and vice versa, have them come here. It wouldn't be a good time to start fires along that political landscape, especially right now. I mean, I don't want to get into it. I'm not the most political guy anyway, but you listen to some of the words coming out of there, and that's not a guy you want to pick a fight with right now.
No, I'm going to avoid that as well. 10:57, a couple more minutes here with Kevin Faulness of the Minnesota Wild Radio Network. Preseason opener, by the way, Sunday, 3 o'clock in this building. against the defending Stanley Cup champion, the Avalanche.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to bring their A squad, and I don't think the Wild will bring their A squad to the 8 o'clock contest Tuesday night at Ball Arena. But, I mean, the right team won. Say what you want about the hatred and the rivalry with the Colorado Avalanche, but a team led by that top line of Landeskog and MacKinnon and Rantanen. They got it done despite Kemper. Now they have a changing at the guard between the players.
That's not a shot. What are you doing?
I don't like Kemper. That's not a goaltender I would build my team around.
I agree.
They did, and they got it done despite him.
I agree.
I don't care what anyone says. They got it done despite him.
I said that at the time. They're going to have to win despite their goaltender, and that sometimes is really hard to do.
Yep, and I had this fight with Micheletti throughout the course of the season, and I still stand by my guns. They won despite him. I say that with all the utmost respect because he's a wonderful kid. I just don't want my Stanley Cup hopes hinged on that guy.
No, I'm with you. Kevin, this group, as they get ready for 22-23, obviously some changes. Kevin Fiala is no longer here. And it's the replace with the aggregate kind of thing. You're not going to have one guy get all 85 of those points. It's going to have to be four or five guys with some internal improvement, as they say.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest wild card is going to be Marco Rossi. He's an unproven commodity on this level. He looked great, in his junior career and overseas. Looked awesome in the American Hockey League last year in his first full year in North America, a point-per-game player. But can he do it on the next level? I think everyone thinks he can. He should be able to. He's going to get the opportunity to. But that's going to be the big wild card. And can Matt Boldy continue to progress?
All right. We are out of time, believe it or not, because this hour flew by.
Did you spend the first hour talking Wordle?
I got in three today.
Who cares? Who cares about your Wordle score?
Three.
Nobody cares. You barely care.
You're right. I do barely care. I do that. I basically do that to tweak you, and it works every time.
Every time.
Kevin, thank you very much. Look forward to doing this throughout the season, buddy.
Sounds good. See ya.